South Central.
Inside the 18-yard box. Early cross. Far post. Goal!
Soccer.
People now back to Barbarousis in the corner. Had a goal disallowed earlier. See what he can do here. Good ball to Finkler. Sends it across. Hits the post. Comes out. Goal! Bozanic. Ball bounced off the post. Back out and Bozanic fired it in. This time it counts. 1-0 victory. Good work by Bozanic, keeping it alive. Now Valeri on the move. Valeri through ball. Berisha's in. Berisha shot. Goal! Besson Berisha has scored in every FFA Cup match for victory, and he does it again tonight. 2-0 victory.
Yeah, great couple of goals for the victory last night, as you heard live here on 11:16 SCN.
Good call, Ed White. He's got a touch of the South American goal going.
He has. Does a great job calling the A-League and the FFA Cup. Danny Vukovic got his hands on the trophy, and for him personally last night, that's been a while coming. It must be a pretty sweet feeling. Danny, as we say, good afternoon to you.
Yeah, very sweet. It was a clinical performance by us yesterday, and we're all very happy with the win and obviously the trophy.
Well, speaking of clinical, Danny, we were talking off the top of the show, the quality of the two goals, the lead-up work. I think the first one, the inside ball from Barbarousis and then the pass from Valeri. It's local soccer, that's about as good as it gets, I reckon.
Yeah, look, we're got an abundance of talent in that front third, and the boys were on fire last night. There could have been a few more goals than just the two. And as you say, the ball from Barbarousis to Finkler for the first was beautiful and set it all up. And then, the second one with Carl Valeri's ball, and then a wonderful finish by Besson Berisha. It was, as I said, clinical, and I think we were very comfortable in the end.
Danny, tell us what it feels like to win a trophy, because we're in the early stages of the A-League season. We're in the second year of the FFA Cup. I think so many people have given it the thumbs up. They love seeing the suburban clubs around Australia given the opportunity to go up against the Giants. And Kevin Muscat really talked it up from the start, that you guys generally wanted to win this. I mean, just give us a feeling what it's like to have the FFA Cup combined with the A-League season.
Yeah, it's a great concept, and for us, it means there's competitive games a lot earlier than what we're accustomed to. In previous years, our pre-season would go for 5 months, but with the FFA Cup, we can start preparing for competitive games a lot earlier. And at the end of the day, it's a trophy to be played for, and a beautiful one at that. We stated that we wanted to win it, and we set out to do that. And last night we got what we deserved, I think.
You said beautiful trophy. I wonder if you heard us talking before, because it is one of the most impressive-looking trophies I've seen, and I have to say, sadly, in stark contrast to the toilet seat. Do we need to do a swap of trophies?
Look, I don't think so. I heard our coach, Kevin Muscat, the other day say, a lot's been said about the toilet seat, and, it's not a very good-looking trophy, but when it's in your own trophy cabinet, it looks amazing. So we're happy with it. The FFA Cup trophy, the set is beautiful. It's a stunning-looking thing, and combined with the A-League title, it's going to look wonderful in Melbourne Victory's trophy cabinet.
And Danny, just for yourself personally, coming to the Giants of the A-League from the inception, 11, 12 years in, I mean, the mantra is quite simple at Melbourne Victory. They want to win trophies. The supporter base is enormous in a mad sports city like Melbourne. I mean, how's it been for you to come across and play for a club like Victory?
Yeah, I just consider myself extremely lucky to come into a championship side, and to be playing behind the team in front of me. It's just amazing. And then on top of that, the wonderful club that it is, just the way they do things, they do it right. They look after their own, and us players, we get everything that we need to be the best that we can be out on the pitch. And then, more on from that, then we've got the 26,000 members and, our wonderful supporters that, help us get over the line week in, week out. So, yeah, I'm just loving every minute of being a Melbourne Victory player.
Yeah, well, you've also got a really keen rivalry too with another side, which obviously is in, it's in contrast to Perth and, you played Wellington, you know, a contrast there as well. Does that sort of add something to it, do you think, just soaking up that atmosphere of rivalry in one big city?
Yeah, definitely, definitely. And it's not only Melbourne City. Melbourne Victory also have the rivalry with Adelaide from the grand finals that they've played, and with Sydney FC and with the Big Blue. So, you know, it was one of the reasons I decided to come to Melbourne Victory was the fact that they play in so many big games. I wanted to come here to win trophies, and, you know, managed to do that in the first 3 months of being here. So, you know, they're all reasons, you know, an amazing club, and the fact that they play in big games week in, week out. You know, it's what you want to do as a footballer, playing those big games.
Danny, I think one thing that fascinates me with elite sporting organisations, you know, whether it be the AFL, the A-League, other codes in this country, is you'd think that they'd all be very extremely professional, have top-level staff, do everything really, really well. But it's obviously little things that split the very good clubs from those clubs in, you know, maybe middle road. I mean, can you give us a little bit of a comparison? You're a long time over there in Perth, you come to a club like Victory. What do they do things much better, or is it just a culture thing? Can you take us inside that?
Yeah, look, I think you know, Melbourne Victory have you know, just the best. They give us the best, and they create a no excuse environment. At other clubs that I've been at, unfortunately, they weren't able to do that for whatever reason, just to survive. You know, a lot of clubs in the A-League are still running at a loss, but Melbourne Victory certainly aren't, and they're able to give us players everything that we need to, as I said, be the best on the pitch, and that creates a no-excuse environment. We just need to worry about training hard during training sessions, and you know, showing up for the game and playing to the best of our ability.
I suppose one thing that is a complication of sorts is the fact that this Victory comes, you know, halfway through the real deal. Are you going to be allowed to sort of soak it up at all, or is it sort of straight back on the horse with the season to get on with?
No, definitely straight back on the horse. We enjoyed the moment last night. We had a function afterwards and had a couple of beers. We didn't have, you know, didn't go crazy. We've got a big game coming up next week against the league leaders. So, yeah, and we're 4 points behind them. So we really need to get a win. It's going to be tough away from home, but yeah, we've got the trophy. That's what we wanted, but you know, it's on to the next one, and we want to win everything that we're a part of this season.
And just one final one. I mean, just the FFA Cup in general. We talked about the suburban clubs. We've seen, you know, Hume City here get an opportunity to go and play on Amy Park. You've been out to some of these sort of suburban grounds. You've seen the effects that it's had on those clubs. You know, there's this huge incentive, isn't there, for, you know, those clubs to keep pushing to higher honours, recruit better players. I mean, one day we might have a situation where there is a relegation scenario put in there, that, you know, clubs from the lower leagues can maybe step up and become part of the A-League.
Yeah, definitely. A lot of incentive to do well in whatever competition that you're playing in. You know, I know the teams that we played against, they got quite a bit of money from the gate takings and things like that. And more on from that, there's a lot of players playing in those NPL sides that probably think that they're good enough to play in the A-League, and it's certainly a window for them to you know, show the rest of Australia and the other A-League clubs what they can do. And I know A-League clubs are looking at finding, you know, those diamonds in the rough.
Mm. Well done last night. It was terrific to win the FFA Cup. All three trophies in the hands of Melbourne at the moment. And good luck for the big game against Sydney FC. There's never any love lost between the two. It should be a beauty.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Danny Vukovic, one of the premier keepers in the A-League since its inception, and Melbourne Victory have got their hands on him.